हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे.
Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration, where I want to tell you something about a most extraordinary dog. I saw him 3 days ago, and he behaved in a way that attracted my attention. One is he did not mix with other dogs. The second is the way he looked was somehow special, and even his fur was nice, almost well kept and white. The second time I met him the next day was when I stopped to talk briefly to a lady who was feeding grains to the monkeys. There were quite a lot around her, and it seemed to be a peaceful scene. The monkeys were familiar with the lady. Then the lady reached into her bag and produced something like white sugar cakes. I can't explain it in any other way. And the dog, recognizing this, came to her very humbly, very well behaved, and ate from her hand these white sugar cakes. I became interested, and I asked the lady, who seemed to be familiar with the animals in that part of the forest, "Do you know that dog?" And the lady smiled and said, "Yes, I know him. He's a special dog. Whenever someone chants sincerely or does other bhajans, the forms of bhajan, that dog comes and sits by their side with great attention." And then she said, "Shastras tell us that saints or sadhus or any spiritual aspirant who was here in Vrindavan practicing sadhana but had made a mistake, a grave mistake, who maybe performed sadhana with the wrong motivations to become known by others and then maintained or financed by others. That sadhus who are not yet perfect, in other words, take one more birth as animals." This immediately reminded me of the famous Bharata of the Srimad Bhagavatam, who became took his birth in a deer body. He did not, as a deer, associate with other deers, and he came always to where the sadhus were reading and discussing and doing bhajan. I recognized my dog was also like that. He did not associate with other dogs. When in the distance dogs were fighting, he didn't join them, as it is often seen, but he behaved nice. Now, then I also realized one the next day, the day after the day after, I sat and performed my chanting, and the dog came and sat there in a respectful distance and listened. Perhaps he thought that at the moment his dog vocal cords cannot so easily pronounce the Hare Krishna mantra, but let me hear this other chanter and chant in my mind. Everyone who listens to this, Raghunath says, with great longing I praise Rajas, blissful grass, the bushes, the worms, the insects, and all others whose fortunes are desired for by Brahma and Uddhava and others. So you never know who is hiding in an insignificant dog body or monkey body or worm body or insect. Our external eyes see one thing, but there might be a total other reality going on. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.